This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Former President Trump pleads not guilty to four federal charges related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. CBS's Scott McFarland says Trump's defense team is already trying to delay the case.
In a case where timing is everything, less than 6 months before the Iowa caucuses, on the eve of this enormous 2024 campaign season, a former president who's also the front runner for his party's nomination is now, to a degree, fighting the clock. And so are prosecutors in all three cases.
Before boarding his private plane, Trump denounced the charges against him.
Very sad day for America, and it was also very sad driving through Washington, D.C. and seeing the filth and the decay and all of the broken buildings and walls and the graffiti. This is not the place that I left.
A win for now for the Biden administration's efforts to restrict asylum claims at the southern border. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The district judge said the rule illegally cut off asylum claims by some migrants caught crossing the border. The appeals court ruling is only temporary, though. In 2020, the court upheld the same lower court's decision, blocking a similar rule put in place by the Trump administration. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Also on the southern border, Mexican authorities have recovered the bodies of two possible drowning victims in the Rio Grande. CBS's Omar Villafranca in Eagle Pass, Texas.
The first migrant from Honduras was found by Texas troopers tangled on the controversial floating barrier buoys. Later, Mexican authorities found another body 3 miles upstream. Officials are investigating.
Both expelled members of the Tennessee Three have won back their state House seats through a special election, according to the Associated Press. Tennessee Representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones were expelled for involvement in a gun control protest on the House floor. The young black lawmakers had been reinstated by local officials, but only on an interim basis. For the first time since the Tokyo Olympics, Simone Biles returns to gymnastics at the U.S. Classic in Chicago this weekend. More from reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Simone Biles returning to gymnastics is like if Michael Jordan was forced to step away from basketball in his prime, and then he came back. She's the star of this sport. She's why most people watch. So it's exciting to see that she was able to get over that mental hurdle she was suffering from in Tokyo and get back to competing.
Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
Taylor Swift has just extended her tour again. The pop star will tour Europe, Asia, and Australia in 2024 and will now hit Canada in the fall, then squeeze in a few more U.S. cities to cap off the year. Miami, New Orleans, and Indianapolis are all on the list. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
GreatWallyDina.com. That's GreatWallyDina.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Well, we have another hot day here, In the Twin Cities, and it's just stifling out there, and I'm sure I'm not telling anybody any different that's listening to this show. They're feeling the same way. You know, it's funny, Haley, when we talked to State Senator Mary Kunis, she doesn't turn the air conditioning on, and she has the door open and a fan and windows, and she's totally old school about that, and I don't think you'd know about that, but heck, I remember my family, and I'm 62, we didn't get air conditioning until I was like 10.
No, you guys are a different breed for sure. No, but yeah, I mean, I've been hiding out in my AC all week. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, definitely. What do we got going here? I know we got State Senator, or I always want to have her, you know, I got to really talk about that for a second. I always want to make Heather Keeler a state senator, and she's State Representative Heather Keeler out of Moorhead, and she's going to pop in here today. And we also have Robert Lilligren, who's Native American Community Development Institute. And let me tell you, I was at the Four Sisters Market, Haley, and it was super hot.
Yeah, how was that? Was it a good turnout this week compared since people couldn't come out last week because it was too hot?
You know, there was quite a few vendors for sure, but other than that, you know, there was not as many people as they usually have, you know, but that's of course because of the darn weather, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Climate change, global warming. But just a reminder, it's also the Four Sisters Market is right next to the Powwow Grounds Coffee. And great. They have amazing smoothies. So you don't have to go out and get hot coffee. You can come out and cool down with us on a nice, nice smoothie. They got lots of flavors. And they're really good, in my opinion, better than a McDonald's smoothie or a Caribou smoothie.
Hey, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, Haley, but, you know, you've been doing some reservation dogs, older spots. And I know I asked you to watch this one because of, you know, a lot of families, and you can say this on every family, but I know a lot of Native families are are split up because of whatever reason, whether it's colonization, whether it's people not getting along, whether it's people passing away, whether, you know, those things happen. And that show that you watched, really, you watched an episode from season two in Reservation Dogs, and that one really always hits me, and I always can go back and watch that one. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, or are you able to?
Yeah. Yeah. So that was, you're talking about season two, and the episode is titled Offerings, I believe is the one you're talking about.
Yes.
I think it's the second to the last episode in the second season. But I watched that one today and the last episode of the second season. Watched both of them. Yeah, I know, because I got so moved. I just had to continue watching it. But yeah, I mean, Res Dogs, Reservation Dogs on Hulu, if you haven't had a chance to start that yet, I mean, definitely get over and watch it, because I feel like not only does it tell the story of the older generations and our elders, but it the show teaches you about, you know, our natural teachings, and also gives us a perspective in like a Gen Z era of kids, because I mean the main characters in Reservation Dogs are I want to say their characters are graduating high school by the end of the second season, but that episode really just talked about loss and coming together with your relatives and needing to cope and not holding on to the pain of losing a loved one.
Right.
And coming together and talking about how the spirits and our ancestors are always there to help us heal in situations like that. So it was very moving. I definitely cried.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, too, again, talking about Reservation Dogs on Hulu, you know, and one of the former students of mine is a writer, and I saw this year, he's a producer, so, you know, just knowing Bobby and how funny he was. But, yeah, that series and that show has a lot of inside jokes, and they also have a lot of poignant points. And I think the episode you're talking about is that, you know, Daniel, who committed suicide and appears every once in a while in either flashbacks, which he did on the season ending, around the ocean where they're all hugging. And his mother is in prison, and they never said for what. And that's kind of a thing. You know, we have relatives that are in prison and have been in and out of prison when it comes to natives. And that she was a medicine lady, and then it did not practice her way. But she had ancestors popping up and bothering her about that in prison, which was the kind of the comic relief of the show. And Willie Jack came in and wanted to know what was going on with his buddies. The Res Dogs weren't as close as they were, and she basically came to her and talked to her about it. And she also had an envelope from an earlier series or earlier show where the envelope was, I don't know if you did this, Haley, but a lot of schools do that, is, you know, in there as a homeroom action, is to, you know, predict where you're going to be as a senior, you know, what you want to do when you graduate. And that letter was given to Willie Jack because they're related, they're cousins. And she didn't really want it at first because, again, you know, Daniel had committed suicide, and the group was still, and Daniel was part of the group, and that's why it was so hard for all of them. Nina says Spirit, which is Dallas Goldtooth, which is a big water protector and a friend of ours here at Native Roots Radio, character is really developed in the second season, and also is really big in the third season. He's almost doing the you know, the voice of what's going on and kind of tying the seasons together. But Willie Jack went and talked to her aunt. Her aunt didn't want to talk to her. And then she finally did something, and she talked about everything you have is right within you. Your ancestors are following you. and that you just have to be open to that.
Yep. Your ancestors are watching at all times, and to not use what they would have wanted you to do with your culture is, or how did they describe that? It was like you weren't, you're supposed to, you know, you like you're letting your ancestors down if you're not using your healing powers or your good medicine, you know, for good. And right. I think that's what the character in jail really was struggling with.
Yeah, that's crazy. Also, you know, one of the things is that it talked about, she tells, like you said, she tells Willie Jack that Willie Jack doesn't need her. She needs this, her people. And she also advises her that you cannot help people who don't want to help be helped. You know, and Willie Jack was determined to, you know, get her friends back together and help them in that way that her aunt, a medicine woman, was neglecting her practice as a, you know, they're all medicine people down in the line, and so is Willie Jack, and it's just it's heavy. It's really heavy, and there's memes and everything going around where Willie Jack's sitting there with her hands open, and all her relatives are behind her, watching over her, and in that show, Haley, she felt the presence.
Yeah, and that's exactly the same scene that I was coming to my mind when I was talking about it, and when I said I was so moved and, you know, shed a couple tears. But yeah, just remembering that as a Gen Z who, you know, our family, Dega, I don't know if our listeners probably know, but, you know, I call you Dega on the show because you're my uncle, and mm-hmm. Dega is uncle in Ho-Chunk. But yeah, it's important that you have your family there and you understand the culture and the power that comes with healing and how important it is to heal from things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I just got a report. Our guest will not be able to make it. And so I think, Haley, what we want to do here, and we'll talk to the mothership via texting too, is that, you know, we're going to open up the phone lines today. And
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I don't know if we have the number here handy, but it's 952-946-6205, if I remember right. And who is at the mothership right now? Is that Patrick or... Patrick,
you got Brett today, and you are correct on the phone number.
Wasn't that good?
Good memory, yes.
Jeez. I can't remember what I ate yesterday, but I remember that number, which is cool. So if you don't, are we able to take some calls if people want to call in, Brett?
Absolutely. Yes, we can.
Perfect. And you can just text us if you want on our text on who's on. But I think we haven't done this in a long time, Haley. And, you know, we can just have people call in and say, hey, what's going on? What's up? You know, maybe you can put the number up on the TV.
Absolutely. If you're listening and you can join us on Facebook Live or YouTube Live, you can come see us and see what we're doing and all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
You know, what's funny, Haley, too, is I'm looking at our clock here and it says 5:18 is the real time and our clock is frozen. So I've been thinking that it's been 5:11 for a kind of a long time here. And I bet you
have too. I absolutely did. So I'm sure it's about time to go to a break.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. Ho-wah. Hey, you regulars, give us a call.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex, You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Metro Transit is proud to offer the free use of IRA for transit trips, an app that connects blind and low-vision customers to a live agent for navigation assistance. IRA can help you determine your location, read schedules, find your next transfer, navigate stations and platforms, and general trip planning, and is now available in Spanish. Learn more and download the app at aira.io. That's AIRA.io.
As we emerge from the shadows of the pandemic, let us celebrate our resilience and embrace the path to a brighter future. While the COVID-19 emergency declaration may be over, our commitment to safety remains stronger than ever. We invite you to stand tall and protect what matters most, our health and the well-being of our loved ones and elders. The power to keep our community safe lies within each one of us. It's important to remember the basics when you're with someone who might be at risk of COVID complications. Wear your mask, wash your hands often, and take an at-home COVID test if you have any symptoms. We are a strong and interconnected community, and together we'll emerge from this challenge stronger than ever. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep the spirit of our Native American culture thriving. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 11 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Hey, give us a call, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. And I feel like an old person, I want to say, in long distance, rates do account, but there's no such thing as long distance because we're all on cell phones. But
that just tells your age right there.
Exactly. Hey, you know, Brenda or Santina or Nina, I'd love to hear from you. You know, and these are people that listen to us all the time. Give us a call. You know, we love that you are you listen to us and that that you support us, like, you know, have really great comments and questions. And so give us a call at 952-946-6205. Hey, we have State Representative Jess Hansen, Jessica Hansen, on the phone, and, you know, this is great to hear from her. I'd really love an update on how great it was at First Avenue. Hello, State Representative.
Hi, Robert. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me today. It was a great night at First Avenue. We had a lot of press there. The venue was packed. There were lines all the way out the door on both sides most of the night. So many people came, and it was a really great time. Some of the press were saying it was the largest legalization celebration in the state. So we were really excited to bring folks together. We even had a surprise guest. Governor Jesse Ventura joined us and was on stage. Oh. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar performed. And so it was just a fantastic evening.
Well, what's interesting, I just got to give Jesse a big shout out because he doesn't really talk a lot about this, Jessica, but I see him still to this day at Native American functions. He's supported the Native community big time, and his wife has had used medical marijuana for quite a few years, too.
Yeah, and they just keep giving back. You know, it's really great to see them recognizing the issues that are important to Minnesota and important to Minnesotans, from, you know, border to border, and even folks that are out of the state, you know, calling people to come home who have moved out of state to work in the cannabis industry. He's also going to be working on some branding, and so having some Jesse Ventura-approved cannabis products in Minnesota, he announced on stage, so that will be really exciting to see as well. And he talked about what I think is most important is making sure we keep this a program that's and an industry that's for Minnesota, right? Keeping our tax dollars here, buying from local companies, buying from people who live in state, and keeping this a Minnesota industry first and foremost.
Absolutely. And you know what's really awesome, State Representative Jessica Hansen, is that Red Lake got a really nice jump on this because they were set up. They're a sovereign nation. They were set up, and they also were working on medical marijuana. So they did it in a good way, and it's good to see our Native brothers and sisters take advantage of this new economic boom.
Yeah, there's a lot of money to be made in this industry, you know, roughly $1 billion of an untaxed industry and people excited to spend their money on cannabis. So I was really, really proud and excited to see how many folks went and used that economic power up at Red Lake. I know White Earth is doing some good things. I know there's a number of different tribes that are doing really great work right now. And so when we think about where does our power lie, our power lies in our economics, right? And in our generation especially, we need to make sure that we're spending our money in both cities and with sovereign nations where they respect cannabis and they respect the plant medicine that this is and understand that we are an economic boom in this industry and we are going to take advantage of it to make sure we can create generational wealth for our kids and try to repair some of the harms of the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and I think if cities aren't for it, there's a city right next door that you can come in and purchase that because this is good for the economy. It's taking something. And what I like, too, Jessica, is it's a safety issue, too. And what I mean by that is that we have fentanyl. We have all these things that are out there now that people don't know what they're buying. And in this case, you will.
Yes, you will. And we'll make sure that you have tested products. You'll be able to see the test results of all of your products. Always, always, always look at that. You want to make sure that you're aware of what you're consuming and that the testing was done at a reputable facility. We also want to make sure that, you know, people are aware we've invested a lot of money into treatment resources. There's a lot more that we put into this program than just launching a cannabis industry, right? We have our CanRenew program. The Star Tribe just did a piece with Senator Lindsey Port about this week, $15 million a year going into a program that is meant and fully intended to begin to repair some of the harms of the past. You know, obviously there's a lot more money that should be going towards that, but this is a really good start to begin to get there. And making sure that we're supporting, again, companies in Minnesota that are protecting our rights as consumers is really important.
Wow, really good points. Reparation in a sense for people that, there's a lot of people that are in prison because of the Strike 3, the thing. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can do something about that now, especially if it was because they were put in prison because of marijuana.
Yeah, and I mean we have a expungement program here in Minnesota that is automatic and was built into our bill. But we do have to keep in mind that it is still federally illegal, and there are still some of our family members and relatives who have federal charges. And the only way to get those federal charges addressed is through the federal government, and a lot of times through clemency offers. So there's an operation that was at the event this week. It's called Freedom Grow. I had Travis Collin on stage with me. He's done some press around the state. He's one voice of many voices that have been, you know, come out from prison and trying to make sure that we don't forget about our friends and loved ones who are still behind bars for a healing plant. And so I really encourage folks to check out their work, make sure that we're fighting for everybody and really supporting the people who are supporting our friends who can't have a voice in the government right now because they are unfortunately away from their families and have been incarcerated.
Wow. Wow. And I, you know, just to let everybody know, I text Representative Jessica Hansen to see if we could come on because we had a guest back off. And I think Representative Heather Keeler is going to come on a little later. But I really appreciate you coming in and giving us an update on this great happenings at First Avenue and the beginning of a new day here in Minnesota. And we got to keep plugging away and doing things in a good way like you have and been working on this bill for so long and that it's you manifested it, and it's really great to see that and to know you and know how hard you work at in the state level.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. None of this could have been done unless we did it together. So really glad to have everybody here. You know, and folks can check out the Minnesota Cannabis College if you want to learn about more how to get involved, how to start a business, how to start clones.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump is arraigned after being indicted in the Justice Department's January 6th case. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Donald Trump leaned right into the microphone on the rectangular table in front of him and pleaded not guilty to these four felony counts accusing him of seeking to overturn the 2020 election, which he lost.
A win for the Biden administration in restricting asylum claims at the southern border. CBS's Christopher Cruz says a federal appeals court puts on hold a ruling that a new immigration rule violated federal law.
The rule presumes most migrants aren't eligible for asylum if they pass through other countries without seeking protection there, or if they failed to try to enter the U.S. legally.
After a mental hurdle at the Tokyo Olympics, Simone Biles will return to competition at the U.S. Classic, reporter Erica Herskowitz.
If her most recent U.S. national team camp results are any indication, then we should see Simone Biles back in top shape. She's on the start list for all four events, and that includes uneven bars.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. And it's like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed, so I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those
skies tonight with a low around 68, Friday sunny with a high near 87, and Saturday chance for thunderstorms with a high around 80.
Get paid to upgrade. Warner Stellion will buy your appliance for $50 during our trade-in sale. No one else saves you more time from shopping to free professional delivery like Warner Stellion. Put us to the test. Shop Minnesota family-owned WarnerStellion.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yes, they do, and I always say that. Really excited to have them aboard, and really great work that MN350 and their workers and volunteers do. Just a quick story about MN350 before we move on here. We talk a little bit about our relationships maybe with our sponsors, and I know Standing Rock was happening, Haley, and I'll never forget this. Standing Rock was happening, and the chairman asked people to come to Standing Rock and protest, and a bunch of us Native Americans were downtown St. Paul protesting, and there was about 13 or 14 people with signs. Then I saw this action a couple weeks later, because we were going down there every day with signs during rush hour, and I saw this action later on, and I went to, and it was at Rice Park in downtown St. Paul. And literally, there were 2,000 people that were ready to protest this Dappled Dakota Access Pipeline action, and it was led by MN350. And so they had the capacity and have the capacity to get people involved, and so that's just a little interesting tidbit about MN350 and our relationship with them over the years, and how they really do take action and are there, and their volunteers are amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that we have them not only as a supporter, but just in our communities doing great work and doing things well.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, we might get a Heather Keeler on. She is running behind because she's a mother first and a representative second.
And as it should be.
And a radio personality, third or fourth, it's down the road, so down the line. So, hey, we're talking, we were conversating a little bit during the commercial, and you have a little update that we were talking about the reservation dogs and dark winds and what's going on movie wise and whatnot, and you got kind of a interesting article, an interesting take on this very popular movie that just came out.
Yes. So the Oppenheimer movie, I don't even know how to say it because I was not that interested in going to see it.
That was right.
Oppenheimer. There we go. But did you know, Robert, that this whole film is kind of bringing up some negative experiences and negative memories for the Native people that were down there on the lab site and around there, and the people that were inhabiting that land before all of that happened?
Absolutely. It's called Nuclear Fallout. And I believe the Navajo Nation was down there. I could be wrong. I think you might have an article that specifically talks about it. But there was nations down in that desert where, you know, people act like there was no one there and there was no problems going on when we're testing nuclear bombs. And nuclear fallout, which comes with these huge bombs. There's fallout there. There's memories being brought up again. And there's people, you know, in 40, I believe 45 was when the bomb was dropped. So they were working on it from 43 on to 45, 1943 to 1945. At the very least, they were working on it that long, and they were blowing up the desert.
Yeah, they're saying that so Native American ranchers and other rural New Mexico residents and natives were among those who saw the flash of the first test of the atomic bomb. And you're right, yes, 1945. Descendants of the people downwind of the blast say that they continue to pay the price with serious health conditions to this day. And tribes also complain leaching from uranium mines to fuel the nuclear reactors, and those posed a daily health threat to everyone in those surrounding areas at that time in 1945.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing, and it is bringing up memories too. And I think there's been, you know, of course you have the wave of people that have seen the movie and saying how great the acting is and things like that. But then there's a backstory. And that's why, as Native Americans, Haley, it's hard because we're not part of history. You know, we're right. not a part of the history that's in media, that's in history books, that's in commercials, anything. Yeah. This is our land, and things have happened to us, and things that have happened to us is a thing that possibly people are embarrassed about and don't want to bring it up, but we have to bring it up and we have to talk about it because it's real, and it doesn't help us to grow or to get over this if we're not talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And the sad truth is that we were there and our people were there, but we just weren't, you know, wrote into the history books. And I mean, it's like almost like we weren't seen at all.
Exactly. And it's still a thing too, because people like to think that you're something else or that you're part white and you're really not Indian. And you get all these things where it's like, it doesn't matter how much blood Native you have. And if you're connected with your family, with your people, with your ways, with our ways, with our language, with our ceremonies, and no matter where you're at with that, if you're first starting to learn, or if you know the language fluently, there's a place for us, and trying is a good place to be. Trying to be who you are, because it's going to come out anyways, no matter how you push it down. It's going to come up in different ways, and it's come up with hurt and trauma, or if it's going to come up in a positive way that you're healing and finding out who you are. So those are the things a lot of us urban Indians deal with for sure, because, you know, I don't have the opportunity to go to ceremony into Wisconsin or to wherever else for Ho-Chunk unless we're invited. And it's hard to get invited if you're here in a different state. So it's a catch-22.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And you were talking, so let's back up a sec. So Native's trading post is going to be at the Shakopee
powwow
this year, yeah. Right? When is that?
I'm not sure at the date, but I do know this, that a week before the state fair, which we'll be at, is when Shakopee is. So it's going to be at the end of the month.
No, that's a good timeline. Well, I don't know if we've talked about the bison returning back to the land.
Well, there's different nations that do that and have been doing that over the year. And I know Prairie Island's done it. And I know Shakopee has just announced that they are going to be pushing that fact. And, you know, that was the way of life. A lot of people were hunters and gatherers, and they weren't farmers. And a lot of us, when we were placed on different lands and moved off our own lands, we couldn't survive because we didn't know how to be a farmer or a fisher person or whatever. And so bringing the buffalo back, the bison back, is really important in many, many ways. And as you know, Haley, we pray over our kill. We use everything from toe to tail. You know, we're not, these aren't beautiful animals. We pray over the creator's gift of these animals, whether it's the meat, the fur. So there's a lot of significance with the bison, and there was a lot of significance with the killing off of the bison, which the military and had United States military to do to get rid of us.
Yeah. Yeah, almost to the point where they became, you know, extinct in the state of Minnesota. But this fall, you know, the community will welcome a herd of up to 15 bison back mm-hmm. to tribal lands, and they're going to live on the 165-acre plot. So I'm excited to see them.
In Shakopee, right?
In Shakopee, yes. Yeah. Yep.
Good on them. And I know they're very good in the community. They do a lot of great things. They support and help a lot of organizations that might not have the resources that they do, but it's really exciting that they're doing this and getting back to where they're from, too.
Yes, with our sacred animals and getting back to that way of life. And I did see that they were going to have a fence. It was going to be a fenced in acreage plot of land. So no tourists or people can be flipped.
That's right. Well, we have that issue and always have that issue in our state parks where there is bison that people want to come and pet them.
And, yeah, like their pets.
Yeah, and that or take a selfie with them, and they're not having it. They're fighting back, and and it's kind of funny for natives to see this, but it's a serious thing. It's like, don't peck the bison. Seriously.
Yeah, it's still wildlife. It's still a very large animal out in the wild. Treat it the same way as you would a bear, really.
Hey,
respect it.
You know, so can we, why don't we, what do we have? How much time do we
have? We got about a minute left.
Well, why don't we have Nina come on really quick here, and then we can start out maybe the next segment. Nina, are you there?
Well, why don't we,
Oh, you gotta mute your radio.
Oh.
Hey, Nina, are you there? Oh.
Yeah. Hey.
Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening and watching Native Roots Radio. You're one of our big fans, and we're fans of you and all your great comments.
Fantastic. I love this show. I can't believe I actually called in. It's like the first radio show I've ever called in.
Well, and again, you know, what would you like to talk about? We only got a minute, and maybe we can hold you on to the next segment.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to let you know up in the Northeast here, the weather's broke. It's really beautiful after so much rain and heat. And I went to the Onondaga powwow in Amherst and had a fry bread taco made by Sherry Potnick, who just recently won a James Beard Award, first Indigenous woman to do that.
Wow, cool. Very cool. Hey, and do you want to hold on? And if you hold on, can you mute the radio in the background?
Yeah, it's my phone. So I got, okay, I'll do that.
Awesome. Hold on, and we'll talk a little deeper on that. Appreciate you calling. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, 952-946-6205. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
In this critical time for Indian country, voting is crucial to protecting the land, water, and communities. Voting creates collective power in securing our planet's future amid climate chaos. Engage in personal conversations with loved ones to ensure they are making informed voting choices. Register to vote. And don't forget that 16 and 17-year-olds can pre-register to vote in Minnesota. NACDI is asking us to stand together and make voting a tradition. Go to NACDI.org to learn more and make your pledge to vote.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come.
COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Howl!
Hey, was that Nina? Yeah, that's good howl. Hey, Nina, thanks for calling in and saving us. You know, you don't want to hear me ramble on, and I appreciate you giving us a call. You were going to talk a little bit about the crazy climate change weather, especially out east where you live.
Yeah, it's been, we've had rain pretty much every day for the whole season, and it's been, it's been hot, you know, in the 90s. And all of a sudden, I think it was just this past weekend, it kind of broke, and we've gotten nights that go down to the 60s and wake up in the 70s, and it hasn't gone above low 80s. It's been beautiful, like fall dry weather up here.
So have you guys been experiencing, like we here in the Midwest, a drought? Because we had a lot of precipitation via snow and nothing during the spring and summer.
No, we've had the opposite. As a matter of fact, there's been flooding here, and jeez, some roads have washed out, so roads have been closed. People's front yards are full of water. Ugh. It's a flood. We've got a lot of wetlands up here, plus the Connecticut River and a couple other rivers that have just been way high, way too high.
Have you been getting the Canadian smoke from the fires? Because that's been tragic for our summer. There's been 30 days where the weather has been unhealthy for us to, so people that are, you know, have health issues cannot go out.
Yeah, we got some smoke up here. Not as bad as New York, I guess, but we have had some smoky days up here, and it's very ominous to look at the sun when that's happening.
Yeah, it really is. And we were looking, or I'm looking at one of the things you said about Dallas here. So you've been invested here in reservation dogs like we have?
Oh, absolutely. Right from the beginning.
Yeah.
That and Dark Winds.
Yeah. And we had the writer on. I'm sure you heard that because you listen to our show all the time. Rihanna Yazzie, and she could not really talk too much about it because of the writer's strike and now the actors. And that's a bummer, but it's sad. But I can see where they're coming from, especially with this AI stuff that's been popping up. I mean, I typed into an AI opening Native radio show, and less than 2 seconds, it came up with 1,000 words that I could use to open up a radio show that were legit.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely behind the writers. I'm behind the actors. The last time the writers went on strike, unfortunately, we got reality TV out of that. So hopefully nothing else happens this time.
Exactly. Well, tell us, I'm going to interview you, Nina. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you involved with the Nation out in Massachusetts? And tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I am up here. I used to be a chef myself, and I'm an herbalist, and of course a nature lover. I'm a gardener, and now I take care of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really happy to do that because, you know, giving is kind of a part of my personality. So I'm enjoying that in my older years.
So what's funny for me right now, I want to ask you something too, and everyone's listening to our personal conversation, but I want to ask you how you heard about Native Roots Radio.
Oh, geez. I don't know if I just stumbled on it because I'm on a lot of, you know, I keep up on Indian country. So mm-hmm. I'm on a lot of sites that have to do with that. And I probably just kind of stumbled upon you.
Right on. Well, yeah. we appreciate it. And we appreciate you coming on and saving us here for the last segment and a half. Because, again, nobody wants to hear me talk. So we always have rock and roll guests here. And now you're one of the rock and roll guests and really make Native Roots Radio what it is. And there was a couple things that came up with our guests that we were going to have on today. And we know that kind of stuff happens, and we're really surprised it doesn't happen more, but we really appreciate the content they bring to the show that makes this show. And again, Nina, thank you for calling in and making this our show. And please feel free to call in anytime.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate all you, Haley and Robert, and of course your wife, Robert. I grew up on Long Island, so I love listening to her accent.
Oh, you did? Well, we have a place on Long Beach right now, and so we're a half a block from the ocean, so right, you know, where the boardwalk is?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, you're familiar with that. Hey, again, thanks for calling in and saving us here on Native Roots Radio. And Pini Gigi, thank you so much for you. And there's a couple of you like Santina and Brenda mm-hmm. and people that listen to us every day that make your comments are so valid on Facebook Live or YouTube and wherever you're listening. Please keep that up. And we invite anybody that's listening to us online to do that. So we appreciate you. And thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for your show. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thanks a lot, and have a great night.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Right on. Oh, Haley, it's just we're totally blessed here at Native Roots Radio, and I remember going somewhere 6 years ago when we first started the show. We were on an hour on Saturdays, and Wendy and I were at this festival, and I think it was a vegan festival, if I'm not mistaken. And we were talking kind of by the entry with some people, and people recognized my voice, and I was blown away. Hey,
yeah,
that's we have another guest a great listener that's on. Why don't we get her on? Who's on the line here? Hoa.
Santina Freeman.
Santina, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you guys for being such a great show. I'm here where everything started in Williamsburg, Virginia. So, you know, where they came in off the boat.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm right here.
And I want to say, Pini Gigi, thank you. We only have a minute left, but I want to say, Pini Gigi, thank you for being listening to us and keeping us going. And your remarks are amazing in our chat here on YouTube and Facebook.
You guys are so great, and I learned so much from you and all the people that come on the show, and God bless you for all that you do, and keep going strong.
Right on. Hey, thank you so much for calling, and we'll get you on again a little longer, but appreciate you for all you do and for saving us and being a guest on Native Roots Radio. Thank you so much.
You guys have a good night.
Right on. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance, Haley. From Chief Plentycoops, the ground on which we stand on, it's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.